the best thing that I can teach you, not only for this session, first I want to welcome all of you and teach you today the ultimate truth. And I just chanted Om. I remembered a session I had with the Evan Alexander, the neuroscientist who wrote a book called Proof of Heaven. And I asked him, he said in his book, he went to heaven. He was in coma. He's a famous neuroscientist, neurosurgeon at Harvard. He heard the sound Om. I asked him if he knew about Hinduism or anything. He said no. But the angels were singing Om. The reason why I'm saying that was not pre-planned. I chanted Om and Om said, tell these people. Because if you just say Om, your destiny will change, your DNA will change, everything will change. So that's an aside. Let me come to what I wanted to talk. What I wanted to talk is not what I am going to talk, although it is going to be related to that. So what I have been scheduled to talk is about the time. It's a very special time. The time is determined by the planets. You know, for each idea that I speak, I have to spend at least 5 minutes to explain our time and the planets, or how time is related to what is happening to go. The planets are influencing you, how the radiations from the planets create events and diseases and everything in the world. And that's all okay. But what is the most important thing? What can you do? So I will try to, within the time limit I have, explain to you through personal anecdotes the important time that's going to be decided for the next 2.5 hours starts today, which is the transit of Saturn into Pisces. And I have gone through more than 30 years of Saturn, different periods of time, and Saturn was badly aspected. Unbelievable bad things happened. And just he started moving and everything good is happening. This is literally started, I started Saturn when I was 5 years old. You know, my father died, his business gone, and everything there. We were devastated. I couldn't get a job when I got graduated all from college. And the reason why I'm saying this is you are going to be affected positively or negatively, because Saturn is, most people are afraid of Saturn because it moves into Pisces, and that is, the Pisces will start to have difficult time. It's not really a matter of belief. It is a matter that you of experience. You have to, astrology was created by people who experience certain things, the weather, political happening, diseases, over a period of millions of years. Vedic astrology is very old. Okay, and then they have remedies also. So the remedies are more important. I always believe in remedies. And one thing that I want to say about planet Saturn is it is generally called malefic. It will create problems. And what is the remedy? The one remedy, there are several remedies. The one remedy that I was revealed a few days ago in my own personal life is one particular deity. One particular deity who rules over Mars and also the Pleiades. And that god is Muruga. I'm going to right away give that good news, and then I will give you the content. Because I have a lot of content here and people printed it from ChatGPT. And I will talk about it later. So what is the remedy? And this is the ultimate teaching. Whoever listens to it has been blessed by, individually, by Muruga. Muruga is helped me a lot. And even if any person becomes so successful, incredibly successful, it is because of Muruga. And you say this sound in a, this sound has never been revealed. And you are the first one to hear that. And that's why he said you are blessed directly by Muruga. Muruga and is the name of the God in the Tamil language. The Tamils worship Muruga more than any other people in India and other states. He is known, but not as much as in Tamil Nadu. Muruga, the sound has to be, if we say Muruga, still he will come and change your destiny. But that is a general rule. But I am going to give you this special, rule is Ka Muruga. Kamuru, not Muruga, Kamuru. You start with Ka. That will change your, rewrite your destiny. And I'm 100% confident that will happen. So that is the good news. Because I always value time. Even before I came here, I'm going to spend a half an hour or 40 minutes with them. Why do I have to do that? Is there one thing that anybody can do, and then they will take care of everything without wasting time? Because here is so many versions of ChatGPT, based Vedic astrology, that talks about the transit. It all depends upon the question that you ask. There is so much data involved. And who is going to analyze all this data? And then what are the parameters or benchmarks? And how the algorithms are organized? So when you go deep into it, you will find that there is nothing called science, It is all relative. But what is only going to help you is the sound. The sound will reorganize your brain cells, your DNA, and your events that are going to happen. So do that regardless to which zodiac you belong to. That means when you are born in a particular zodiac. And I'm not saying that is wrong. All the ChatGPT will give you a great understanding. But then it will be useful for scholars and for people who are, do not know astrology, it will be very difficult to figure out. So that is the caution that I wanted to give it to people. So every moment is decided by a planet, that's for sure. But why Saturn? It's because Saturn is very, very powerful. Everybody is afraid of him, what he is going to do. So that's why I just started with that. And then now I want to talk to you about how you can organize and create on a daily basis. On a daily basis, you have slots of time, 1 hour each. Now, the general rule I want to give you is look at the planets. They have characteristics. There are beneficial planets. The Jupiter, for instance, is generally beneficial to everyone. It's a savior. Okay, Mars will give you, you know, to some people, incredible success and money, lands, everything. If it is proper, it is properly placed in your horoscope. So there is no simple way of knowing it, but wait for some time. There is someone, some program that I am directly involved, and I think Sonia is involved in doing that. And then it is in the preliminary version can be released, and it's going to be part of the program. So you should know what this hour is going to be. It can be reduced even to 5 minutes. It is such a beautiful system, not just beautiful. It is also very practical, very intellectual, and verifiable thing that everybody has to take control of their own life. Two things I want to emphasize. Om, 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 om. And read the book of Eben Alexander, the Proof of Heaven. He, in coma, he went to heaven and he heard the sound Om. That is why, without my knowledge, I started chanting Om. Oh, why? Because the Muruga is Om too. Muruga was the guy who taught Om to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva forgot Om and he wanted Om to be taught by Muruga, because he is the author of Om, who is the, he himself is a, he is the personification of Om, and he just inspired me to give this sound to you, so that I started chanting Om, and then later on Muruga said Muruga, Kamuru, Kamuru. Then he gave the secret that most people don't even understand, even today. This is, you are very fortunate. So this, say that every hour, but what will be helpful if you chant it at certain times? Muruga's time is, he's the Lord of Mars, for instance. Why Elon Musk is so successful politically, so successful as a scientist, as a space scientist, and as, you know, whatever he, you know, discipline he wants to know, he will immediately be able to discover things that other people who are specialists in this field could not do. And he was able to do. Why? Because his Mars is exalted. And also he wants to go to Mars. And I have done a video a long time ago. Why is he wanting to go to Mars? And there was a scientist who talked about it. And that video is there. It will be very useful. And then I also want to, you know, I want the session to be, one thing is, whatever I say, it should not be me wasting time or you wasting time. Now, whatever comes to my mind, it is like a stream of consciousness. The stream of consciousness come and then I give it to you. Now, it said 3, 3, 3. That's another. If you hold this number three, then it will completely change things in your favor. Why 3, 3 is Jupiter, which is, you know, guru. That's why the guru is the most important planet. Not only that, guru is a human teacher, spiritual teacher in India. The term means the remover of ignorance. Guru is a remover of ignorance. 3, 3, 3. And Tesla understood in a different way. And there is a connection between Tesla and Elon Musk. I have spoke a video also. You may want to look at that. Tesla was, I have read about Tesla. Tesla was in a park. And then he was chanting some verses. And the sounds of the, he did not know. Right after the chanting these sounds, then he was able to discover the the motor engine, how it works. And it all came to him. Einstein also said, you will waste in an hour like 55 minutes, and the 5 minutes is important. That's where you will have intuition. And that 5 minutes I am now is redefining to you for your use. 3, 3, 3. And Tesla had about 700 patents. 700. Not humanly possible. How did he do it? Because he said, you have to understand the frequency of the universe. The planets are also frequencies. And then you can understand that. But it's very difficult to go through, you know, because you have a lot of things to do in your life. So you understand that what he said was 369. 369. And if you hold that 369 and discover that Tesla himself said, then you will know how the universe functions. It is something like the one theory that will explain everything, as Einstein was maintaining, which is the field of all possibilities, the unified field theory. Now I am now, this was revealed to me this morning. What is 369? It is only three. Three becomes, six, and six becomes nine. Adding 3, 3, 3. If you know 3, 3, 3, the wisdom will dawn on you. There will be protection, everything. So I have now given you the sounds, and the sound Om, Tamaru, and 369, if you want to do that, or if you want to do what I have discovered, is 3, 3, 3. When you say 3, 3, 3, you say in the right eye, left eye, and the third eye, all 3, 3, 3. Because the eyes have the power to create. The eyes, if they are, there is no creation without eyes. You know, there are several treatises on eye written by yogis in deep, deep meditation. They were written, revealed to them in meditation. So meditation is the ultimate. I'm very happy that I am. I've given up everything, but also now zeroed in to the ultimate truth. Don't go and waste your time reading big, big books. You'll be wasting time. 3, 3, 3. Right eye, left eye, third eye. And Muruga in the third eye. Now, I'm changing, look how I'm changing. More revelations are coming in. That is how everything will happen, even including your money. Numbers are everything. The lotto will make a person a billionaire or millionaire because of all numbers. Numbers mean money also in Wall Street language. The numbers are everything. Your security, your cyber security, everything are numbers. The secrets are in the numbers 3, 3, 3, 3, 6, 9. All of them you have to say in your third eye. And Om also in the third eye. So this is very, very important. The worst thing that has happened to humanity is that they misuse their eyes. By looking at the monitor of your laptop, or your cell phone, that is really the reason why you are not succeeding, because you are wasting time. In 1 minute, I have often said, there are 35 thoughts, and all the 35 thoughts, most of the time, are stupid thoughts. How do you encounter these stupid thoughts? You should do 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3. Instead of strategizing, how to deal with your money or how to deal with your, boss or your spouse, or other problems. You know, you are conspiring all the time. You know, you are in conspiracy and trying to do what you can do to do that. But that's all waste of time. But still, we have been, that our default mind is always going to lead you to waste time. Om Kamul Kamul Ka 333369. And if you stay in that consciousness, you don't have to go, you don't have to do anything. The reason why I'm teaching and still, I don't have to, but I am, because that's why God sent me here. To tell people to use their time properly. Because time is everything. Time lost is lost. Money lost. That is why you are paid for time. I'm going to compress your time. Compress your time. Even further, now time can be even calculated at the femto level. You know, did last year or the year before. Yeah, last year. This two people got the Nobel Prize for auto second. The femtosecond, I am familiar with that because I'm involved in a research on femtosecond and how it can help our body, particularly working on the femto level. But we don't have to worry about the femto level. Femtosecond is a quarter length of a second. Forget it. We cannot even think about it. If we are able to manage our time, it's a different management class, time management class. You know, corporations teach time management classes, but they don't understand what time is. Time is mind. Time is what you think. So if you think, you want to think the ultimate of financial prosperity, of health, relationship, then you have to use certain sounds, which I have just given you what they are. And if you do that, everything will happen. And when I say everything, that includes stopping the bad things also. Stopping Saturn. For instance, for people in Leo, Saturn is going into the eighth house. The Leo people will have a very difficult time. Pisces is moving into Pisces, and the Pisces people will have a very bad time. And what about Aries? Aries people also will have a bad time because it is the lord of the finance in the house. And they have to be very careful even in talking to other people, because the second house is also the house of speech. So like this, you know, I can go, you know, you can take a look at that, you know, without confusing yourself. So what I have, that's why I decided to create my own version, so that it also teaches you how to ask a question. The answer is always dependent on the question you ask. If this is Elon Musk also talks about that. If you know how to ask a question, that helps you to decide the outcome. So it's very important for you to manage time fundamentally. And if you manage time through Om Kamuru 333369 and not worry about other things, but that is not easy, I'll tell you, because you have a destiny. You have Saturn working against you. You have other planets working against you. The reason why I am doing what I am doing now is not only Saturn in Pisces. It's a very important day. You know, there are the good planets like Venus and Mercury, they are very close to each other. And then they are in Pisces. That means if somebody is going to get sudden wealth, surprise money, or surprise, job, surprise contract, or anything, surprise, incredible, that will also happen to people in Pisces also. Because of this combination, and Saturn will harm, but these people will, and but Saturn is going to be a long time there, but these two people, Mercury and Venus, are going to be only for a short time. So we have to look at that. That is why reading astrology, that's why I started the company as Astrowave, to study astrology and to turn it into a university that studies astrology, as a science. And luckily, the University Grants Commission in India, the Supreme Court of India ruled that astrology should be studied in science, in schools and colleges and universities, but other countries have not caught up with it. That's why we have those people who are listening to this from India, you should know that university courses are available for you if you want to know or go and even do PhD in astrology. And as a matter of fact, some people with PhDs are working for us in our Indian office. And then the most important thing is whatever you do, you have to be very, very practical. Very, very practical. And you have to avoid the danger that has not yet come. It is predictable. The planets are so powerful that they do the harm to a specific part of the body. For Saturn, for instance, will affect your feet. And you have to be very careful that you don't, while walking, especially elderly people. And Saturn also affects finances too. So I have given you the remedy. That's why I did not want you to go with the idea that Saturn is going to ruin me regardless. But you will see, it's not only for individuals, for the entire world, things are going to be really difficult, climate-wise, and then conflicts between countries, and peace will be very hard to be established in between countries. Peace talks will fail. All these things will happen during this time. But if the final word that I want to say is, if you manage to even spend like 6 minutes, six also is the number for Muruga, six times in the morning when you wake up, say six times, Om, Om, Om. It is easier to say Om six times and divide it between Om, Om, Om. You can elongate it. And then you say Om, Om, Om into two installments. And then you go Kamuru, Kamuru, Kamuru. That's one. Kamuru, Kamuru, Kamuru. The next one. And then 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, that's easier to say. And 3, 6, 9, 3, 6, 9, 3, 6, 9, 3, 6, 9, 3, 6, 9. See, people might ask, what would happen? Now go and ask Tesla. They cannot find a person like Tesla with 700 patents. And he said very clearly, and he followed it. He followed wherever he stayed. He would go and look at the numbers. So if you do this, then you can manage the upcoming bad time for all across the board. You don't have to worry about even the 8th house Saturn or 7.5 years Saturn has, or you are running the Dashabhukti period of Saturn. You don't have to worry about that. You will be able to mitigate it, I would say, 60% of the time. Probably 40% it will be there. That's okay. I'm very happy that at least you could do that. And then you have my blessings and the blessings of Muruga, particularly. And when you do that, and it will be very, very helpful. Also, you know, by the time the mystery school is over, we have 6 months. It's still, I think, 1 month is over, I believe. And in the 5 months, we will be also including the ChatGPT version, where I'm going to make it simple so that it will be a daily guidance, not only daily, even hourly guidance of what to do and when to do. And that's going to be, you know, I'm very, very happy to do that. That is going to be the ultimate time management tool. And you can test yourself whether it works or not. Now, already we are in the testing phase, and then it's coming along very good. So keep everything that I have said in your mind. You may want to replay everything and then make your own main points and then change your life. God bless.